Hi, this is a dictation for Sonia Carter, Sonia Carter. Date of birth is 1/16/1978, date of accident 5/13/2022, and date of service will be 6/29/2023. Sonia Carter was a restrained passenger who was involved in automobile accident while his mom was driving the car. And they were hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion, leading to pain in the lower back as the main symptom. Some pain in the left hip and right upper arm was also present, and some mild pain in the neck. Most of these pains are improving due to the physical therapy, and currently she reports that her pain in the neck is around 6, lower back pain is 6, right, the left shoulder pain is also 6. Is able to lift up to 120 degrees of abduction on the left arm. The weakness is improving and it is not so weak. The pain in the left hip is also lessened. It's around 6. Patient reports almost 40% to 70% improvement in the pains. She was able to get the shower chair at this time, which helps her. She has a history of seizures for which she is being treated by her own private neurologist, who is also treating her for TBI as well as current management of the brain disorder, including TBI. The pain level is around 6 to 7, while ADLs are reported affected 6. Patient reports that general activity, mood, work, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected to the tune of 8. Walking ability and relationship with other people are affected 7. Rest of the system review, additional history, and substance abuse, and compliance history from the charge. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 110 over 62, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 5/31/2023. Dictation number is 0602-049. The patient is provided with the continuous medication, which is Mobic, 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 30 tablets for pain relief. Maps were reviewed, and patient is continuing a care with Dr. Mustafa for chiropractic care, acupunctures, and there is an improvement. Patient never consented for an injection treatment yet. That was advised to her. And at this time, the MRIs were reviewed, leading to partial thickness tear of supraspinatus tendon of the left shoulder with a grade 1 slab tear, glenoid labrum, AC joint degenerative changes. The MRI for the lumbar spine showed only shallow disc bulges, L4, L5, L5, S1, and patient is improving with exercise, losing weight, and other treatments, conservative treatment, and physical therapy will continue 3 times per week, including traction and massage, while disability continues for work disability, housework replacement, transportation. She will be seen in 30 days' time. Currently, the patient is fairly stable. She is using a quad cane that was provided to her, and thank you.